phrases are dead. We don't know.
They are dead. You see, you will subtly interpret what I am saying, because that reference point that is there is interested in strengthening. How come this man can remain outside the frame of reference of centuries? You know? So the interest of that movement is to capture me, make me part of the tradition. You can call it revolution, you can call it only revolution and all that humbug. Otherwise, you see, if it loses one, you see, it's a great blow to that, you see, the
then
continuity of it.
Get off that stuff.
I don't know. If I knew, I would tell you.
You honestly and
honestly.
Sincerely.
I really don't know how I stumbled. There is no way.
Then the conversation stops.
Stops, ends there.
That's all. There's nothing.
That's all.
But that should not be our interest.
No, your interest is
to continue.
Yes, to continue.
You in any case, you say we are going to continue. So why not continue this?
Continue.
Way?
That's what I am saying.
So there is nothing that we can.
You are not going to get what those people have been promising you.
No, Yogi, when you want to go public, what is it you want to do?
What do you mean go public? Why should I talk to you? You tell me.
Anybody?
Anybody?
Yes.
So if it is a question of, see, if I remain silent, it is worse.
Yeah, when you talk to the time correspondent.
Yes.
Or when you talk to
the time correspondent,
television
problem. His family came from Parish. He was drunk. You see, every word I said there, he fitted into the framework of Jalaluddin Rumi. I see Jalaluddin Rumi sitting there and talking. He has come back to life, he said.
No.
What do you think of
that? No, but his basic question is, it is not.
I don't make any distinction.
No, trying to make you a part of something that we already.
You are
know.
Not going to succeed.
No, that's not what we are, going to do. What we
if
want
I am
to
talking to you, I am not interested in helping you at all, freeing you from anything. I am not interested in taking you away from any teacher.
No, what I want to know is, why are you asking Raj Changappa? Why are you asking XYZ? Why are you asking me?
Did I ask them?
Yes.
You are them.
No, but why do you talk to them?
Why not? Why should I talk to him?
You know, that implies,
the same thing.
No, that implies that there is something there which...
If it is a question of, you see, the only way I can express myself, why you want to express yourself is a different
yes.
matter.
Okay.
You see, through you. You are the medium through which I can express myself. That medium is singularly incapable of leaving at that, because you are here to get something from me. So that fellow is there, he's an entertainer. He wants to use me and entertain the audience. He's not interested in getting anything from me. So these people are all tired of talking about, you see, all these people. So they are looking for a new subject.
Yeah. And they've got it in you.
They have got it in me, but they are presenting me as a guru, as a God-man, as a spiritual teacher, as this and the other, because they don't know where to fit me and how to fit me. That is the only framework they have. And so it is a reflection on them, you see, that they don't want to face that situation, that it is impossible for us to fit him into this framework. Another thing, they always ask me the question, how do you manage to travel? Why you travel? I am not getting money from anybody. So why is it your concern? They say it is our concern. Because if you had an organization or a foundation like Jaya Krishnamurti, we understand. They have all these ashrams, we know where they get their money. Supposing I tell you I get my money from KGB or CIA, would you be satisfied? No, you are not that kind of a man. We know for sure. But we have to fit you into a framework. Otherwise it's a reflection on our intelligence, they said. We are journalists of repute. We can handle anybody. This fellow who interviewed me is in a funny subject, the new dimensions and parapsychology. He gets only highly controversial people. Only controversial people. And he said, you are not even a controversial man, you are devastating the whole foundation of human thinking. You are destroying civilization, you are destroying culture, you are destroying science. You see, we can say, don't bother about Krishnamurti, Rajneesh and all these religious evangelists. Here you are attacking, you see, the very foundation of psychological thinking. You have the guts, tremendous guts. The fellow, what he said that, you see, I have never come across a man like you who has such tremendous courage, telling the thousands and millions of audiences, there is no freedom in America. I don't care if I don't get my visa next time, what do I care? I have been coming here for 40 years to the United States.
So I think our interests are diametrically opposite.
Opposite, yes.
See, I want to get something, but he says there is nothing to get.
No,
nothing to get.
Mahesh Bhatt went to the extent of saying that you have taken away something.
I have not taken
it. To hang on.
This is the contradiction in him. You see, he says he doesn't help, but he helps. He says,
I give
it
to you.
No, I'm just telling you. See, this is the basic contradiction, you know.
What is the contradiction there?
You say that you give a damn for so many things, but you still give a damn.
Light a cigarate. But something just like he is not interested in giving you a particular thing.
You can rot in hell, I don't care. I don't lift my little finger.
Why do you ask, how is your backache?
Because it's courtesy, good morning. Women, you say, morning is good, it's horrible, it's raining. in England, you have to say good morning.
So you can help those correspondents to project you in the way in which you are.
They cannot, Chandrasekhar.
See, there is no point of view there.
There is no point of view here. I am not emphasizing anything here.
He can do that.
No.
Because he has something to sell.
Oh, he has.
Because they are suddenly they are facing a thing.
No, what do you want the human beings, generally the people,
I have been
do?
Telling you, the human beings are lost because they have placed before themselves
the
model of a perfect man.
That is killing them.
That is the tragedy of man. So do you mean to say all of them are false? To me, they are all false.
You can say that.
Con themselves. This I said on the television. You know, he quoted this paragraph. Jesus was a misguided Jew. Buddha was a crackpot. Freud was the stupendous fraud of the 20th century. Krishnamurti is the stupendous fraud. Leave alone Krishnamurti, Rajneesh. He was against Rajneesh, that fellow who interviewed me. I don't want to talk about that fellow.
Even Krishnan Singh, Buddha is a crackpot.
Yeah,
yes, he quoted that passage. He quoted that passage. What do you have to say? He asked, and I said, what do you have to say about Krishnamurti? I said, he's dead four times. Just in case you don't know the spelling of the word, it is D-E-A-D. Oh God, it's too much, he said. You know, that is a very interesting program, Chandrasekhar. I liked it. Of all the interviews, TV interviews, this fellow, very much. 1 hour it was, one full hour. Very casual, we sat here side by side. And one Russian lady came, she runs the television, she could not go back, so we sought her help to shoot that day. It was very interesting, I myself liked that interview. That's the way the interview should be. He studied everything, he watched all the television. He also said he liked the Indian television, because that's the way you talk, he said. Jumping from one thing to the other. No, if you don't present, I am here discussing something very serious. Kalyani comes, this is finished. I talk to her and ask her to sing something. That's the way I am functioning. I don't sit here and discuss things very seriously, rationally, logically, sanely, intelligently. What for?
Ultimately, how did he present? He just presented the discussion.
Just the way they never edit there in the United States. They never edit anything. It goes exactly the way you talk.
Because you don't hold any carrots, you don't tell anything to what to do. Or
that
do
is not what people want. People want comfort.
Comfort, yes.
So go to your groups.
What do they say in the introduction?
Introduction, they should not give any introduction. I insist on that.
Iconoclast.
What does it mean when this fellow submitted this book for publication in Poland? They said he's a nihilist. So they don't want to publish the book. It's fine.
I mean, it comes back to the same thing, that they want to fit him.
You are not satisfied
but
unless
can
you...
He be
you see, when you say God is irrelevant, immediately they would call you an atheist. The question, I don't want to discuss the question of God because God is irrelevant. So then you see, you call me an atheist or an agnostic or something. He has to put a label on me, otherwise he's not satisfied.
Sir, to put it simply, what has happened to you, sir?
Don't bother what has happened to you. Whatever I am saying is what has happened to me. So even your fellow also said you are talking of the consequences.
Do you find anything wrong with us?
Nothing wrong.
You can live with a murderer.
Certainly. More than a religious man. Because I know.
You have choice.
What do you mean choice? You don't bring that choice, no choice.
No, I'm not.
Conditioned, unconditioned.
I forgot to take his words.
Yes. If you have forgotten the JK's words, you see, you have not forgotten the Freudian slang. Even I use Freudian slang sometimes, you see. It has become part of the language.
Do you think that human thinking has gone in a wrong track so far?
The planet is doomed and there is no future.
This is very good. No future, I also feel.
You can prolong the agony. You see, it's just like a terminal cancer case. By giving a medicine, you are prolonging the agony, but you are not helping them. So all these are, you see, palliatives.
Has he put that question about the human future?
No, everybody knows the future.
See, he has put a stop. We have not put a stop from his side. He has said there is really nothing that you can do to get the state that we want, you know, like permanent happiness or permanent...
What
happiness.
You are... Why you can't... See, there is, even in that program interview in Delhi, what you are left with is something living. You see, the living organism. And you see, the what you are left... What is there is the pulse, the beat and throb of life.
Whatever so, that is.
Whatever that is. But that can never be captured by thought. Never. The manifestation or expression of life is you. And you are no different from the gardens like there, I am saying. You are not created for any grander, nobler purpose than all the other species on this planet. But you are made to believe that you are thinking, that you are something different, that you are extraordinary. The whole thing is created for the benefit of man. That's why you have created this mess in this world.
No,
you are not in harmony with... You can't be in harmony with nature. How can you be in harmony with nature? Anything that, you see, when you say the scientists, you see, he's there also, I say, I repeat that again and again and again. He may say that he is doing all that for altruistic reasons. The very idea of his, to understand the laws of nature is to use them, and the use is destructive. This also, I said, thought is destructive.
What is your prescription then?
No prescription. Why do you want? You have so many prescriptions.
But they have...
Why do you want them? One more?
No, they have not helped us.
Yeah, have they? Have they helped you?
No, they have not
helped us. They have created another filthy foundation there, which is worse than any other foundation. Why they can't live together, both of them, you see?
See, you see, you only destroy whatever we have.
I am not, you have nothing there.
You tell me what is it
you
that
have
we can do.
If you replace that with anything else, it won't be anything different.
This is very
the cause for misery is that he is showing. You are trying for a method, for a way. That is the cause for
you. You want to know.
You know a lot. Violence.
You know a lot. There is thought is violence, thought is fascist. I am saying in its birth, in its origin, in its content, in its expression, in its action, it is fascist. It can't do anything else.
Is it necessary to save this planet?
Why should you save it? What for? Are you really interested in mankind and humanity? And saving in this...
I am not.
You are not. Nobody is interested.
I want to make
you
money.
You use me, a poor fellow.
I want to make money.
Be honest.
Air conditioned house.
Listen, if you stop wasting your energy in this
direction... That's what I mean.
No, that energy is available to you. It is very simple to live. You will be able to solve all the problems. The first thing is that should go.
This is, sir, we must do, you know.
Yeah, you can't do it.
No, these are things which can be sold.
Why? Who? They don't buy this.
Yeah.
They don't buy this.
I have only one approach these days.
It becomes simple.
Simple.
Not that you will get air conditioned cars and air conditioned
houses.
You
will lose your job.
You will lose everything.
Job.
That becomes simple.
Not all right.
When it comes, I will not be there to experience.
I guarantee that if you want it, you are not going to get it.
In fact,
because you cannot listen, ask, but you do not know.
No. Sir, I can talk like that.
Yes. You can talk better.
But even after all that, nothing has happened.
Why do you expect? Am I promising you anything? Nothing will happen from the beginning to the end. I am not selling you a phony revolution, only a transformation. I am telling you there is nothing there to be transformed. So when once that is a certainty, all the talk of transformation is phony. He is a con man, con himself, and con everybody. They are all con men, they con themselves.
All of them.
All of them.
Buddha, Christ.
Whole lot. They played a con game. They can't play that with me. I'm not saying that I'm superior to all of them.
That you can't say. How do you know about them?
They, you know the action I see.
No, it is you. Followers that...
You are that. You see, no, don't... Anybody who blames the follower is no teacher.
But did they cheat themselves?
Yeah, of course, otherwise they can't cheat you. How can they cheat you?
No, this is one thing very good. That is, if
politician
I
is very honest.
Myself, and
he knows the game.
He says the master is responsible, not you.
Not you.
It's very, very comfortable.
Very comfortable for me.
No, Hitler.
Any teacher. Any teacher
will not follow.
Yes.
Any teacher who you see who blames the followers is no teacher. Something wrong with that fellow. He cannot teach. So not only the teacher is it. Teaching is false, the teacher is false. Because it doesn't operate, it gives you
something which cannot be taught, in other words.
Don't use that thought, teacher,
No.
Those jokers, you know, repeat that. There is no teacher, no taught, no teaching, and yet all your life you spend collecting money to keep your teaching in its pristine purity for posterity. Kick that posterity. And throw him in a river with a heavy stone, even the corpse may not float. That the chains that will not rust find out some chains.
Where did you pick up all these phrases?
Cement coat as mafia do.
Even that floats after
so where did you get your English from?
My English.
Time magazine.
Time magazine.
No.
I asked
Time magazine.
30 years. 30 is famous.
50 years. 50 years.
How do you find these phrases?
What phrases?
That corpse, I can't even repeat.
You said you could do a better job.
No, those essential thoughts of you.
Essentials. Come on. What are you doing for me?
those are the things which... Okay, which capture.
Sir, you must ask.
You brought some
you must,
useless people.
No, you must ask me, what are you doing for yourself?
That's the thing that I appreciate.
What are you doing
you
for yourself?
Do something for yourself.
That's not what America can do it for you. What you can do for America.
That joker is. You know it came out that he and his beach wife were taking steroids and there are injections every day that fellow was there. But you are miserable, they are miserable because of your religious thinking.
But suddenly our mind jumps to the other point.
It's your
suppose
value
if
system.
You destroy all of them, will you be alright?
Yeah, destroy and see.
This author, he says more and more people like such people will come into this planet by the end of this turn of this century.
What is so nice about meeting this fellow? He doesn't pay.
India today, you are
wearing that India poster. I even talked about it. You see, nothing happened.
Which one? Indian poster.
Indian poster.
But
everybody was waiting.
It's been, it has transferred to
Cancer. I go along with that. I am happy that you are interested.
I don't want that natural state, sir.
You are not going to get it, so there is no point in saying I don't want it. You are not going to get it. You are not going to get that, you are not going to get money.
No. Money also. That is dangerous.
Yeah, but you have to give me what you promise. Where is it? Where is that article in India today?
You are impatient, sir. He's very impatient.
Why, 6 months
how
impatient?
How much is selling input?
6 months, sir. Or even longer. Where is it? Where is that India Post today you talked about? Where is it? And I wasted my time talking to all those people.
You are not wasted, sir, because living in timelessness.
What's our your friend? Back to go back.
God matter. What is it?
This is Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank, Arona.
He was my first employer, second one. First one was a Rajneesh man. How is he?
$200 Tell me. If that is destroyed, you won't say anything about me.
Yes.
So you are not saying anything about me in any case. You are trying to fit me into that framework. That's why you always have to call the other Krishnamurti. What for?
What else can be
called? No, you see, whatever I say stands or falls by itself. If it doesn't, it doesn't matter. Huh?
Whatever you say, you have to say that what Kushwant Singh quoted in the last paragraph.
He could not do anything there with that.
That's all.
He was honest.
He talks Buddha, this
Buddha. He said he didn't understand.
He didn't understand. He was honest. See, that's the only piece I like.
Not honest. I forced him to write. He picked up one page very good. Then I told him, you see, when Yuji comes,
doesn't
you
matter.
Beat him.
That is not the point. You see, at least, you see, that fellow is capable of malice. You know?
You know, he just read the introduction.
That's
and
enough.
Well, whatever he writes sells.
So he wrote in
if
the book.
If you had written
he's not able to understand anything there, that book, he tried.
It's not easy.
But the first time he accepted that he is not able to
write anything.
Basically, people don't.
He was honest there.
Huh?
He was honest there.
He was, yes. If he can't, who else can? He's full of malice. He always writes against people there. You see, that's a sign that he couldn't figure out, make anything out of it.
What happened to British Nandi?
British Nandi is another joker. He, yes.
Mahesh said that he will do a good thing.
I don't want him to do anything. You see, if he discusses his four wives, he must write that also in the article. He doesn't want that was my condition. You can't omit that. You see, what you are discussing about your four castes. Both Brahmin, Christian, he has so many girls. You see, he is talking, put that also. Otherwise, what is the point? It ceases to be an interview. What, sir?
No, sir, why should he put his wives?
Then, why come to me? Most of it is there in that book. There is no such thing as love, Gandhi, what do you think of Gandhi, and all that. His
weekly, the best that has appeared about him is from Parveen Bhatt.
Everybody is praising that.
Mahesh also has written one or two good articles.
That's why they printed that.
Which is I like that one.
But the recent one in the Illustrated Weekly.
That is
about
Mahesh.
From somewhere,
even minus the Facts of India is no good. Only introduction and conclusion. Same old things are gone.
That's all. What else
yes.
You can
You ask him what does he say? I'm not testing him or anything,
yes,
putting
yes.
him to test. He cannot say anything.
We start straying away.
You say something. But making money, it is fine. I have no objection. I am ready to be a subject.
You
but your money making.
Mysterious phenomenon.
Not mysterious. You
yes.
can't say
something that I can't comprehend.
That, leave it at that. Yes. That fellow was honest enough, the American correspondent, the interviewer. He said, it's an enigma. And I said, leave it at that. Don't
whatever
try.
I can comprehend, I want to use it.
So you want to use it. You see, you want to fit this into your value system. It must have a value for you. Otherwise, you wouldn't touch this. Somebody says, do good, be nice, so love your neighbor, it's fine. See, you will never love your neighbor, you will kill him.
Why do you want to write anything in the papers?
Money!
Others could write,
yes,
others could read.
No, see, you need a new
marketing.
The marketing,
yes.
Chandrasekhar,
true, but you must
put it that
it.
Way. It's simple. They are sick and tired of writing about Krishnamurti, Rajneesh, and all these holy men. They want a new subject, that's all, and make money. That's honest. I like that because
that
we are...
a simple news, sir. What do you say? Definition of news.
No,
something
listen.
Unusual.
No, listen. No, it's not like here in India, it is controlled by the government. If once they find this man is interesting on the television, every channel wants you there, number one. The ratings, you see, if they say this is bad, they are finished, they go out of job next day in America, not like here. If that interviewer's interview, this is not good, no good, means he will lose his job. He will not be able to have this program at the prime time, 7:30 or 8:30, the prime time, they're finished, he's out, he's within 6 months, he's out of job. So they have to pick up people, they have to make it interesting. No, they have to make it interesting.
How many interviews have been
done? Every talk show I will go on next time.
Next time when?
When I'm going there, and spending 3 months in New York.
So far they have not put...
They have two already. The third one is going to be put on air.
What two already? It has already gone?
Yes. Now this July, you see, one big program is going on for 1 hour. And then this... the interview I recorded recently, that will go on air. I don't like these radios. 1 hour interview. They are very popular programs, but I'm not interested. You see, it must be something that you see. It's not so much
visual.
What I say, what my expression is important, it is visual. Your audio cassettes are outdated, books are outdated. I don't want that medium at all. Outdated, you see, nobody will read the books.
Photos will be visual effect.
No. Television is the most powerful medium through which you can express yourself.
That is true.
Very true.
Only television.
That is why KKPR is running.
They should have had television long time ago. They neglected it. It's a very powerful medium to contact people. You see, reading, you see, you lose time, you see, you... hearing is no good. You must see.
See and hear.
That comes next. Perceptions are very quick.
Understand you?
I am telling you, Chandrasekhar, all the time there is nothing to understand.
Then what
and
is your purpose?
You are asking me the question.
No, if nobody can understand, what is the purpose of
to tell you, get lost, buddy. That was how I concluded, you see, the television interview. What is your advice to those millions of audiences who are watching this program, viewers? Get lost. It doesn't matter to me if they call me an arrogant man. That's the message I want to leave with the people there, the viewers.
There's nothing to understand.
There's nothing to understand. I'm telling you all the time that is not the instrument and there is no other instrument. And you are asking me that idiotic question.
Yes,
what is it that you want us to understand? This simple thing
no,
I want.
Can anybody understand?
What does it mean? I am telling you.
It is
don't
not
say
possible.
Not can anybody. Don't frame that sentence that way. Can anybody? You see, why you are talking?
Okay.
Can anybody? What about
can I?
You?
Can I understand?
How can you ask that question? Tell me. I am telling you, there is nothing to understand.
Yes.
So it has fallen flat.
If there is nothing to understand...
Why you are listening? Why?
That can be said in the beginning.
That's what I am saying at the beginning. I am repeating all the time the same thing. Yes.
Supposing somebody thinks that hearing you could make them
intellectually
organized.
It is
intellectually organized.
He can't do it. Because I am not giving room for that kind of a thing.
Yeah, supposing he thinks.
That professor has written a thesis on Krishnamurti.
Mm.
Can you write anything on me? It is easy, he said. Try it, I said.
Mm.
Ramakrishna Rao tried for 10 years. Narayan Murthy said, it's impossible. I am a philosopher, I know. I can write on anybody, but not on you. See, he said, it's there on the video, even if I use your statements as a reference point, the next one, he said, now I got you, Yuji, the next blow finishes that. He has put it that way, I got you. Then you come and you see, blast me again. So there is no way I can, you see, not even use your statements as a reference and then talk about it, let alone the others that existed before. I can't use your own sentences, your own statements. What can I do? You see, it's a loose cannon. You come here. It is a loose cannon. It shoots
aimlessly,
not interested in destroying anything, not interested in helping anything. You come here like this, voice activated. You activate this and throw any movement of thought anywhere, of any kind. Religious, political, you see, economic, everything, you see. Anything you bring up. Not with the idea of producing any result.
It is only to silence the person.
No. I'm not interested in silencing you either.
Because the purpose of carrying a conversation.
Why you are saying purpose? You are the one that is carrying on the conversation.
It's true. He is by bringing out some sort of thoughts.
What?
See, you have to talk with some reference point.
Yes.
The moment I bring some reference point, it's short.
I'm short.
So I bring again another reference point.
Short.
Finally, why
you are asking finally? It is
finally.
Not short. It is not short. You see, the silence, you make something out of that. Mauna Vyakya Pravidita, some joker said somewhere. Through silence he taught. Should that pastor. That is, through silence he taught. What did he teach? You repeat that phrase, mechanically. You are a machine there. You don't want to accept that. How can I be a machine? You are. You don't even know. You are repeating all the time. You are not ready to accept. The thoughts are not there. They are out there. They are coming from outside. Not mysteriously. My grandmother told me that the sky is blue. From then on, every time I looked at the sky, I said to myself and told others, sky is blue. Now Joker, some scientist comes from Texas, who is getting Nobel Prize. Now I know why the sky is blue. I told him my grandmother will rise from the grave. She was reduced to ashes, but perhaps they were all put together. And I was delighted. Now you know why the sky is blue. What's wrong? You are repeating all the time. That is why you are bored. You have to tell yourself that is a... What is that? Anyway. Tape recorder. Why do you have to tell yourself? Nobody is asking you. Every time you look at it, why do you say it is black? Why do you say it is blue? Why do you say it is red?
Misery is somewhere out.
Not there. That's a wonderful piece there. You think that there is something there. There is nothing there. And those jokers who say...
Why I get frightened, sir? Why am I miserable?
You love misery.
That's not true.
What is there is only fear. You don't want to be free from fear. If the fear ends, you will drop dead. You go to a psychiatrist, he will tell you how to be free. And thus some joker Krishnamurti comes and tells you, be choicelessly aware of fear. What the hell they are talking about? You are giving life to the fear, giving continuity to it. He can't be a false man. He is a joker. He was selling his brand of cigarettes to you. Ganesh Bidi is there, Prakash Bidi is somebody else is selling. And you want to smoke. Why you are laughing? You want Buddhist television?
No.
You will lose your job. I tell you, don't you?
His solution
for
any problem is death.
Not that poetic dying
to
yesterday's romantic stuff.
Physically you die, nothing else.
That's the end of the story for you. Now for the story.
Afterwards,
why do you bother about afterwards? Samjata.
Suppose I'm without the body thinking about all
this. You don't have the body even now. That's what I'm saying.
You don't have the body
even now.
What is
it doesn't
body?
Belong
what?
To you. No, no. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the whole.
Oh, that means with whole I'll be consummated.
No, no, don't talk that way. See, that poetry, no. I don't want Vedanta and all that rubbish. No. You are not separate from the carpet you are sitting on. If you separate yourself from the carpet, the whole problem is there.
What separate is the thought?
Can you repeat that? Come on. That's enough, Janshaka.
How can you put across these things?
Huh? What?
How can
do you want Chandra say?
This is a wild horse, you know, you must put a rein.
What
rein? Whenever he is going that way, pull him.
You can't do it. You will be dragged with the horse.
Till such time that he won't for our, then we can.
What do you want?
What do you want? Become sadhak and establishment. That's what we
need. Yes, sir, we must build an institution.
What for?
That I should be the treasurer. Resident anybody can. This is your bedroom.
Yeah. I don't know, sir, there. You cannot be interested in this kind of a thing. How can you be interested? You
people
are interested.
Want more sensation.
You so you are interested in this because of something that is there. Those jokers that you see are there.
That is gone now.
Gone? No.
Yes.
No.
I am interested for purely financial monetary.
What are you doing? You are not even doing that. Where is the article?
I have done from my part. No, they have to do
it. There. If you write this kind of a thing, they won't publish it, I guarantee.
Use our powers.
Use your powers, yes, that's all right. Don't help my head. Yes.
Why
I don't need your help, he said. Yes.
They come a few more times or hang around for a few months and then either they go back to their ordinary lives or go to some other fellow who promises them what they want, what they see.
That is true.
That is one thing.
That is true.
He is there since 21 years, that's what he means.
Huh?
He is there since 21 years.
The second one, since he has never allowed any organization or disciples to gather around him.
Yes.
The first one is okay.
Huh?
Disciples to gather around him, that is wrong.
Where are the disciples?
Where are disciples? Okay?
Where are you?
You are different from disciples.
Disciples must give money, you are not giving anything.
Doesn't know whether the thoughts are there.
There are
we
not.
Know
you
that
can never say
here.
That. You seem to know that the thought.
You are better off.
You are better off. You see, I've been a thought listener in the kitchen past. In his pants. He wears a lungi.
I am making the word talking, why are you standing, why are you moving?
You will not come back, suppose he is in the thought listener.
No. All these jokes. Silent mind. How can you experience a silent mind? I want to know. The experience of a silent mind. Some joker writes the book.
So, tomorrow, sir.
What tomorrow? What do you want to do? Nobody will put this on air.
Not on.
2 minutes, sir. 4 minutes.
Do it.
What do you get if you put it on the air? You will get money?
Yes.
Huh?
This don't ask uncomfortable questions.
Listen, the foundation of my philosophy is very simple. You see, there is not one person in this world who does not think of money. And religious people think more than ordinary people. If you worship that God, you will be amply rewarded. If you worship the non-existing other bastard God, you will lose everything you have. This is the central theme of my teaching.
I have typed and put in all my books.
Our
the statement.
If you worship God.
No, if you worship the God of money.
Money is God.
Money is
not
God.
God of
we'll
money.
Change it and edit it properly.
Money is God. There is no other God. You worship that, it will be amply rewarded.
Other gods, you lose everything you have.
You lose. He has a verse there. Ebani karaninto vali saravan on whomsoever my grace falls. I will strip him naked and leave him there.
On the so rot.
That's all.
So,
my husband is coming on Tuesday, Mr. whatever your name is.
Guruji,
Guru Rajaram. Even that fellow says he was not enlightened. Suddenly he has realized.
He has turned against him.
He has named his name.
Now, what to say about you? That's what he was saying.
That's why people ask me about those people who are in the marketplace. Originally, itself is a fake. I'm not interested in making any comments about others. He lasted, I said that also. Ivory Soap is celebrating its 150th anniversary in the United States. So what? Pride has lasted for 100 years. Come on, please. Spotlight it, please. There's a commercial with the soap.
This book is fantastic, you see.
Yeah,
I think this is this is the man.
So many calls come to me. My answering machine, Frank, who are you? What do you want? If you want to see me because you have read my book, stay away. After six rings, you see that message that goes.
There you go.
Just like a bulbul bird. Even I, you see, liked her so much. Then I said to myself, we wanted to get rid of this girl. Look at this sweet girl.
She was always complaining.
Complaining, yeah. Afterwards she said, you never wanted me anyway. That was her line. You never wanted me anyway. So that was her line. So thought doesn't work that way. You can't get rid of. I have a friend there. He is, Tim, you did not meet that character from the
telephone.
So heavy, 280 kilos probably. Very bright fellow, intelligent. His mother was running a store, he didn't want, he drinks all the time. And now you see he is running he was in the courier.
And then his mother bought a car, and then he is running a private taxi. That's how he fell in love with a woman who was his best friend's wife.
Oh.
And you see, so he wanted this fellow to die so that he could marry his best friend's wife. He was praying, using his thoughts, using his techniques of transcendental meditation.
Oh.
Everything, I want that fellow to die, I want that
fellow
to die.
So that I can marry them.
So that he could marry them. And the fellow died in a car accident a few months after. He felt special. Then he approached her. He said, you of all the persons, what makes you think that I am in love with you? Get
Lashi Kikadi.
That's a
real disaster.
Huh? Real disaster. And now you see, he comes to me. Yuji, you are the one that can help me. What's the problem? I want to resurrect him, come back to
life. Come back to life, Buddha.
I was responsible for death. I was responsible for his death. He goes to the graveyard and sits there. He says, come back to life.
He's a real character.
He believes that the thought would bring him back.
He believes that not only that this time he was driving me around. You see, I pay him. Taxi, instead of paying somebody else money, why not I pay you? I don't want your free rights at all. So he's a very nice fellow. And you see, he comes there without money. I have to give money and send him away.
How did he become a friend to you?
He was first with this transcendental meditation. And then Krishnamurti. And then naturally, why Krishnamurti all these people gave? Mm-hmm. And one day he was drunk. And the fellow, our Englishman, postman, and he brought it down,
Bernard.
And he said, Yuji, I want to tell you. You have destroyed everything for me. You are not doing anything in its place. I have lost Ayesh Maharshi Yogi's transcendental meditation. I have lost Krishnamurti. You don't give anything. I am with Valentine, who is sitting there. She was so hurt. You would go to the television and you would like to lift it and hit me. I said, don't bother, he's not going to kill me. Valentine was so frightened. He's a very strange character. 2 years ago he did something very strange. Now you see that is. Now he says, wherever he goes, accidents happen. His presence is responsible for all the tragedies that are happening. Why should I be on the spot when this kind of a thing happens?
Is there anything to it?
Nothing, yes, nothing to do with it. It's an accident, coincidental things that happen sometimes. He happens to be in a particular spot where some accident takes place. He has nothing to do with it. He doesn't even know that it is going to happen. He doesn't even want that to happen, but it happened.
Yeah.
Now that's he's going crazy. Well, that's the sort of people I have. So then London, he was there. And the year before last, they had a fair of all wines there. So they were offering small, acting in a funny way. They called the police. The police, you see, hit him with his wrist. And the policeman's wrist was broken.
How strong he
was. Real character.
And he ended up in the hospital. And the bill was 100 francs, 125 francs. The next day he appeared before the judge. The judge said, you see, you were drunk, so you see, it's all right, but you have to pay 120 Swiss francs to this fellow. Otherwise, I will throw you out of this country. You will not be able to come back for 5 years. You pay the fine. So that, you see, they could pay the medical bill of that fellow. And they agreed with it. He didn't have money, of course I paid. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to go to Switzerland for 5 years or something. So I
paid. That's the law there.
That's the law. If you hold the passport, you will not be able to come back. Such characters are He is a very nice fellow. Very nice fellow.